Dear participants, welcome to the University of Isfahan English Proficiency Test. We are delighted to have you here for the 103rd UIEPT. Today, on the 29th of August, you'll be taking part in an evaluation of your English proficiency across various areas.
For more information about the exam, including the test format and archive, we encourage you to visit our official website. Additionally, we invite you to join our IATA channel where you can stay updated with useful tips and important announcements about UIPT. Throughout the test, pay close attention to the instructions and respond carefully. On behalf of UIEPT team, we extend our sincere wishes for your success.
Now we may begin Section A of the listening test. Listen to a series of short conversations and answer questions 1 to 11.
Number 1.
Carla said that you were rather rude.
It's unfair of her to say that about me.
What does the man mean? Number 2.
I don't think this painting is very good.
It's better than the first one, isn't it?
What does the woman say about the painting? Number 3.
Your graduation ceremony is this afternoon.
I can't believe it. I've graduated at last.
What does the man mean? Number 4.
I got this dress for only $5.
$5? How did you get it so cheap?
What does the man mean? Number 5.
I just got my third parking ticket this week.
Why don't you try putting more money in the parking meter when you park your car?
What does the woman suggest that the man do? Number 6.
Were you able to get hold of the book that you wanted?
I couldn't. At the bookstore, they told me that it wasn't available yet.
What does the man mean? Number 7.
Professor Mitchell's lecture certainly went on and on for quite some time.
I thought he was never going to finish.
What does the man imply about the lecture? Number 8.
You don't have the notes from yesterday's physics class?
No, I don't. Do you think I could borrow yours?
What does the woman mean? Number 9.
You said that you wanted to go shopping this afternoon. What do you want to get?
I think I'd like to get my dad a new wallet for his birthday.
What does the woman mean? Number 10.
You didn't go into the pool, even for a quick dip?
I put my big toe in and decided that the water was too cold for me.
What does the man mean? Number 11.
Do you know where your sweater is?
I think I left it at my sister's house, but I'm not sure.
What does the woman mean?
Section B. Listen to a lecture to answer questions 12 to 15.
Questions 39 through 42. Listen to a talk by a tour guide in the Everglades National Park.
Today we're going to be taking a tram tour through part of the Everglades National Park. Quite probably, we'll be seeing a number of crocodiles sunning themselves by the side of the water or poking their heads up through the water. Needless to say, we will not be getting off the tram at any time until we leave the area because of the danger posed by the crocodiles. By the way, you've probably heard of the expression, crying crocodile tears. It is common to say that someone is crying crocodile tears when he or she is pretending to be sad or full of regret. Crocodiles always appear to have tears in their eyes, but they are not crying because of sadness or even pretended sadness. Instead, a crocodile uses its tear ducts to get rid of extra salt from its body. A crocodile does not sweat the same way that humans do, and must get rid of extra salt through tears. So, if you see a crying crocodile, do not think that it's feeling sad. It is basically sweating through its eyes. Look, over there, on the right. There are two large crocodiles on the water's edge, right next to the fallen trees. You can get out your cameras and take pictures from here on the tram, but no, you cannot get off the tram to get any closer.
Number 39. Where does this talk?
This is the end of the recording.